AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats.
State lawmakers reconvene to see if there is support to repeal a law in North Carolina that limits LGBT rights. The law covers things like which bathrooms transgender people can use in public schools and government buildings. President-elect Donald Trump will be meeting with his national security advisor today. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
As he continues to mull cabinet and staff appointments at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, the president-elect's getting an update from Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on the assassination of Russia's ambassador in Ankara and the deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. Trump has blamed both on Islamic terrorism, though authorities are still investigating motives in both and are still hunting the driver of the Berlin truck.
In Germany, lawmakers say there is a Europe-wide manhunt for a man from Tunisia with ties to Islamic extremists. He has been identified as a suspect in the truck attack in Berlin. A wanted notice says the man used six different identities. Germany's interior minister stressed this is a suspect, not necessarily the perpetrator, and they are still investigating in all directions. The final round of evacuations from Aleppo in Syria is underway. The Syrian opposition agreed last week to surrender their last foothold in Aleppo. Meantime, a 7-year-old girl whose mother ran a Twitter account in her name about life in Aleppo met today with the president of Turkey in Ankara.
I would like to thank you for supporting the children of Aleppo and help us to get out from war.
Bana Alabed and her family got out of Aleppo. Turkey supports rebels opposing Syrian President Bashar Assad. The health is not good for about 70 members of the New Mexico Department of Health. They got sick at the department's holiday party. Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points. This is AP Radio News. A man has been arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of murder. A woman believed to be reality TV show contestant Lisa Marie Nagel was found dead in a grave in the man's backyard. Nagel's sister, Danielle Nagel Camona, said the family confronted the suspect, Jackie Jerome Rogers, about her sister.
He sat there and watched me do this interview. He's seen me cry. My mom begged him.
A tape from KNBC TV. Nagel was a losing contestant in 2010 on the show Bridalplasty, where she competed for a dream wedding and plastic surgery. The Alaska Volcano Observatory has issued its highest alert level for aviation. A volcano erupted in the Aleutian Islands, reportedly sending ash thousands of feet into the air. The alert was downgraded slightly hours later. The observatory in Alaska said satellite data shows a short-lived explosion that drifted to the south. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.